Okay, back. I forgot to mention that it's actually part of a new segment that we're doing, but obviously you'll hear more episodes, so this is more like a bonus episode, like bonus, your special. It's only exclusive on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so you know, get to know. But here we are, we're back. I'm your co-host Divine, and this is my gospel and gags. So today we're gonna do the second part of the fruit of self-control. This is quite straightforward because there's not much to talk about, because every time we talk about self-control, it's always connected towards about desire and temptation. Obviously we go through it in our lives, we go through different areas of what it could be like, but you know, we have to get to know, we need to know like the stuff that is making us to lose control and is making us not to be closer to God but making us away from God. So please get your notebooks, get your Bibles, we're gonna do the second part of the Bible study. Let's get it. So this second part is called self-control, temptation, and desire. So obviously self-control is like in the middle, because I have believed that temptation and desire are two different things. Temptation is like you're leading yourself to put yourself in that situation, but you have a choice not to, but then you're feeling tempted to do it. Do you get what I mean? And desire is something that you always wanted to do, that no matter what, like even if you don't do it today, you will end up doing it at another time. So that's why I'll put self-control in the middle. So I would say temptation, self-control, desire, because despite of our own actions, everything is involved. Desire is involved, temptation is involved, and that reduces our level of self-control. And obviously we try to be better, we try to improve, we try to, you know, like not everyone is perfect. I'm not saying like I'm perfect, like I know there are times when I have lost control over some certain stuff, and it's good to realize and to recognize that the things that you're doing is bringing you down, like it's not giving you the faith that you need. But get to know. amen. So I'm gonna talk about three Bible verses that is related to self-control, temptation, and desire, all three combined. And we're gonna start with the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13 to 15, which says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it births to sin, and sin, when it is full growth, gives birth to death." Now, it's quite straightforward. Basically, when you're being tempted to do something, I know some people are quick to say, like, God has put me in this situation, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, God does not want to tempt you. He gave you the free will to make a choice to do something with your life. So if you feel tempted to do something, know that it's not God, it's Satan. Satan is trying to break you down. Satan is trying to lead you to a path of darkness. That's why in Psalms 23 we say, "Even though I walk through the valley of death, it's God's staff, it's God's rod that saves us," because he is our shepherd. And the Bible also says that the shepherd gathers his sheep, it gathers his people. We are the sheep, God is our shepherd. The Bible also says that the sheep hears our voice. We need to be able to hear God's voice. If we're going through temptation, if we're going through desire, we're not going to be able to hear God's voice. Temptation attacks us through our old ways, our old sins. Imagine if you're born again and you had these old sins that you don't do anymore, but temptation will start to creep up on you. Like, for example, if back in the day, you was a big drinker, you're very heavy drinker, you smoked, you did it like daily, but now because you're born again, that you're not doing these things anymore, but you'll feel that temptation. Let me have a little sip, let me have a little smoke, let me try it, maybe it's not so bad anymore. Do you get what I mean? Temptation happens in those certain ways because of our past sins. That's when the desire starts to creep up, because imagine if you had an addiction. That's when it's connected to desire. Addiction and desire are completely the same thing, because when you're addicted to something, you desire to do it, you desire to have it, you desire to keep doing it. And it's a bad thing, because that's when the temptation has the opportunity to bring it back, or to relive that situation, to relive that thing. And then you're just gonna keep repeating that same story. You don't need to repeat that story. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You don't need to rebuke death. You don't need to keep going the same story, because that story is not defined by God. That story is not even written and okay from God. Like, that type of story is a story of basically people who have lived through the Old Testament, even the New Testament. Everyone makes mistakes and they go through stuff that is not need to be going through. But you, as a child of God, you don't need to go through that. You don't need to go through that. It is not your desire. Please remember that. Amen. Amen. The second one, we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, which says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Listen to verse 18. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Let that sink in. Because our flesh and our spirit, we do not go well together. We do not. It's like Coke and Mentos. It's an explosion if you try to make a connection. Like, it's just something that is not needed, something that is not suitable, something that is not right for the world. And you need to remember that the flesh is connected to the world, but the spirit is connected to God. So when you are building your spirit, when you're reading your word, when you listen to worship music, when you pray, when you talk to God, just general conversation, when you connect with Christian friends, when you go to church, when you build a community, when you manifest, when you evangelize, when you do all these things, you're building your spirit. And then when your spirit is greater than your flesh, you are able to overcome any temptation, any desire, because you know yourself that if the word says you cannot do this, then you know in your spirit that you cannot do this, and you're able to force your flesh not to do it, because you know yourself that is not right. Because once you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit gives you new and right desire. The desire to pray, the desire to seek His word, the desire to talk to God. That's the only way that we need to follow the life of God, to follow the life of Jesus. And based on this, you are a new creation in Christ. Because we are given the new and right desires, the creation that we have built ourselves onto will be shown and presented to the people. And even though that we have these new right desires, even though we are a new creation in Christ, even though we are born again, you still need to deal with the past sins, the past desires, the past temptations. Because obviously now the devil's gonna slap back like two times. He's gonna be, nah, this child is trying to go his way to God. I need to stop that person. I need to stop that person from going to reach the glory. I need to stop that person stopping to reach that blessing. Do you get what I mean? Like, you need to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for something that you never knew that was going to happen, but it will happen. Prepare yourself for the future. Prepare yourself for the day when we go to heaven. Because when God asks us, did we seek his word? Did we seek him? Did we acknowledge God? Did we even try to evangelize? Did we try to share his word? Did we save souls? Those are the rightly desires that we need to have. Because on that day of judgment day, when God asks us our question, we need to be able to say, yes, I did it. And then when God comes to you and be like, thank you, my faithful servant. Do you know how much pleasure that will be? That is so much pleasure. It's wonderful. So that's why I keep in mind that the spirit is always greater than the flesh. But if you are not building your spirit, then you will not be greater than the flesh. The Bible says the one is in you is greater than the one in the world. The Holy Spirit within us is greater than Satan, because the Bible says that Satan walks around the earth looking for children, looking for souls, especially the younger youths, looking for people, trying to capture them, trying to imprison them, trying to put them back into their past so that they won't receive that blessing from God. But you, as I'm telling you, I don't know who's listening, who needs to hear this message, but I'm telling you that you will receive your blessing, you will receive your gift, you will receive your future, you will receive the great and wonders and miracles in your life in the name of Jesus, because you have understood the desires that the Holy Spirit has given you, and you will receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're gonna go to Romans chapter 8. Now let me tell y'all, I told you in the last episode, Romans, my favorite book, my absolutely favorite book. Romans 8 specifically, do you know why? Look at the subtitles. I'm using the New International Version. Chapter 8, we got three different subtitles. First one says, live through the Spirit. Present suffering and future glory more than conquerors. Can I get an amen? God. God is something more. God is something more. But we're going to read Romans 8, verse 5 to 7, which says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance... Let me say that again. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on the Spirit's desires. The mind governs by the Spirit is the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, or nor can it do so. Can you let that version sink in? Just let it sink in. Because God is something. Eh? God is something, eh? How can you tell me straight away? Those who live according to the flesh have the mind of the flesh desires. We just talked about this. But those who live accordingly with the Spirit have the mind set on the Spirit desires. This whole thing is from chapter 8, verse 1 to 17. It's about live through the Spirit. I recommend reading it and meditating it. Very important to live through the Spirit. Because when you live through the Spirit, you are not listening of the voices of the world. You're only focused on the voices of God. You only focus in on the voice that the Holy Spirit has given you. You know that Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes in three different shades. He has the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. We need to be able to obtain those spirits, because that will make us so powerful in the Spirit. Not powerful than God, but stronger in the Spirit over the flesh. Now, part of self-control is setting on your mind of what the Spirit desires. That's how you gain self-control, that you follow the desires of the Spirit and not of the flesh, because you're controlling yourself not to fall back to your old desires, not to fall back to your old temptations, not to fall back from your old sins, but you're controlling yourself to keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is our salvation. Our prize is our blessing. Our prize is our future that we need to follow. The plans that God has for us is of good and not of evil, Jeremiah 29:11. But if we follow the desires of the flesh, we will not get that plan that God has put for us. Even though you are walking in the plan that God has put for us, that we're walking in the path of direction, as soon as you fall back to your old desires, you already lost your way. We need to get back with the Spirit. We need to get back with the Lord. Because in this verse, the word controlled was used very, very much. This was in another version, but in my version, it's saying accordance, governed. It's repeated so many times because we need to be aware of what we are doing. If you are not aware of your doing, that is the spirit of forgetfulness. You need to rebuke that straight away. That spirit can get you, because Satan wants you to forget everything about God and just live by the world. But the Bible says, and I will say it again, for who is in me is greater than the world. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Those controlled things by your sins, by your old desires, by your old temptation, the nature of it, it cannot please God. He even says that in verse 8, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. But verse 9, I didn't add that, but let's add it. Verse 9, you, however, you are not in the realm of the flesh, because you are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. Verse 10. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Even if spiritually our body is dead because of the sin, but because we keep building our spirit, because we ask for repentance, because we went back to God, the Holy Spirit will give life. I pray in the name of Jesus for those who are stuck in the back of their desires, that's stuck in their old desires, that's stuck in their old temptation, that's stuck on that old sin that has been repeated and repeated and repeated. And even though they went back to God and they feel like they have not received anything, they feel like God is not listening to them, I'm telling you right now that you are receiving life in the name of Jesus, because Christ lives in you. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for going back to God. Thank you for seeking His repentance. Thank you for being there for Him, because He loves you. He cared for you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be in joy. He wants you to be overwhelmed with His gladness, with His joy, with His grace. Everything. Receive it. Because the mind that is controlled by the Spirit receives life and peace. Jehovah Shalom. For those who are going through difficulties, for those who are going through the same sins, for those who are repeating the old life, even though you're born again, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, receive peace. Receive life. When you're calling, when you're doing this prayer, call upon Jehovah Shalom. That is God of peace, God who brings peace. And when you have peace with the Spirit, hey, you'll feel something. I can't explain it, but you'll feel something. That's all we have today. and say thank you, oh Lord, for this message. Because even some things I was not meant to be saying it, I didn't even write it in my notes, but because of the Holy Spirit, because of your name, I had to get out there. And I pray for your children to hear your word and for them to hear everything that you need to hear from you. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they'll be able to open the door for them to hear your voice and for them to hear the instructions that you have for them. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that these old signs, these old temptations will not confirm them in their life. It will not define their life, but they will find a new light in your name. They will find a new way to go back to the shepherd, to stay away from the wilderness and stay within the flocks of the community of your children. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they receive peace, they receive life, they receive joy, and they receive gladness. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for listening. And well, we'll see you in the next episode for the last episode of the season. God bless you all.